I understand there's been a written request to adjourn item 1 and 2.
Correct.
Okay. I have no problem with that, so if somebody can move this to be adjourned.
I'll move it to be adjourned until our meeting on...
October 7th?
October 7th.
Okay, all in favor? Contrary, carried. Item 1 and 2 have been dealt with.
Okay.
Item 3.
Item 3 is a subdivision and rezoning at 1585 St. Mary's Road under file DASZ 29 of 2013.
Okay, would the applicant please step forward? Over there. State your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Jim Russo.
Jim? Welcome, Jim. Can you give us an overview of your application?
What we're proposing to do is to put a three-bay fast food facility on this particular site. The site, of course, was chosen because it's on St. Mary's Road, right close to St. Patel Center. The building will be located with a stacking room, so that we've got enough stacking. We've moved the building back far enough so that we have got an entrance coming in and stacking room from St. Mary's to the back corner. We located the building as far away from the Greenwood residential property as we could, feeling that that would be our best way not to disturb the neighbors. And I think the only other concern was to make sure that we weren't too close to the medical building, which would be on the northeast corner. And I think we're in their parking lot. It shouldn't present a problem.
Okay. You ready for questions?
Yes.
Any questions?
You are saying fast lube as opposed to fast food?
Fast oil change, yes.
Yeah.
Fast oil change, yes.
Okay, that was my understanding.
I heard fast food.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's just three bays and height is?
This will be a single story building, approximately 12, 14 feet. Okay.
And the medical clinic is going to be both north and east of you, medical clinic, parking lot.
Parking lot, okay. We are nowhere near their building. We're probably 80 some odd feet from their building.
So when you made reference to the Greenwood residential, that's across the street?
Yes.
Okay. That's all from me.
Okay, no more questions? Thank you. Now, we have a few people registered in support, I believe. You can come and say a few words, but you don't have to. You can just simply signify your support. Ron Miller?
I have nothing to say.
In support. Kyle Corto?
Yes.
Support. Lucy Swerick?
I'll say something just to be different.
Okay. Swerick.
Squirik?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
I'm here as a neighbor and a residential neighbor because I do neighbor that property, but I'm one house down from the back lane. So anything really that goes up on this property will affect me as a residential person. Just three items I want to point out, and you've all seen them in the report anyway, in the administrative report. The proposed rezoning and consolidation, it adheres to the City of Winnipeg Complete Communities Direction Strategy. That's well written by the author of the report already. Rezoning is consistent with the surrounding properties. They're zoned C2 and actually even C3. So it's all consistent with the strategy. Proposed development, in my opinion, as a residential person, is acceptable. There's no requirement for additional parking. This is a drive-through type of facility. You drive in, get your oil changed, and drive out, so there's no real parking requirements in there. Also, the hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., closed on Sunday, is my understanding. As a resident, to me, that's acceptable. And to my fellow folks who live in and around there. The green space requirements, I know that there are some for this property. They'll have to be green space in and around anything that's facing the residential folks. I guess the last thing I want to say that why I'm here is that this property is eventually going to be something commercial. And as a neighbor, I am pretty happy with what's going up there right now. A simple structure, drive in, drive out kind of commercial property. I can learn to live with that. And I mean, I could anticipate a bar being put up there. I mean, certainly that wouldn't be acceptable to me.
Good. Any questions?
No.
Thank you. Those are all the representations I have. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak on this that is not registered? Okay, seeing none. Do we need to have Mr. Brusso come back?
No.
Okay.
Insofar as I'm concerned.
Okay. We're ready for motions on page 5, I believe.
Okay.
Councillor Mays?
I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
Following supporting reasons were actually pretty well enunciated by the resident who just spoke. It's a commercial corridor, really. It's not C3. They're only looking for C2. It's, I think, in keeping with the neighborhood, and it's pretty well spaced in terms of its relation to any residential. So I think it's
good.
It was bound to be made commercial eventually. It's not a bad proposal at all.
Okay, and one last motion.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor?